This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Morning, Alma. How's it going?
Good morning. Happy Green Wednesday.
Yes, and a happy Green Wednesday to you. So, a number of years ago, Alma, we were doing some work at the St. Joseph's home out there near Athlone, and we were helping to get some of the corporates together to help us with everything we needed to change some of the playground equipment, upgrade it, and basically make it nice for the kids when they play outside. And I contacted a local tire manufacturer, and I said to them, look, I don't know what you do with your tires when you're done with them, but could I have about 20 of them? We want to do a little wall, you know, sink the tires in just a little bit to do a little fun wall around it so that it cordons the area off, and then the kids also can stand and walk on the tires and have a generally good time. And I thought he might be stroppy about it because, you know, I didn't know what it would be like. I've never done that particular kind of thing before. And the guy was like, absolutely, we're sitting with all of these tires. You know, we've got to do something with them. How many do you need? 20, 30, 40, 50? I'm like, 20. And he was there with a truck delivering it with a big smile on his face, of course, wanting to serve the community. But I guess they're sitting with all of these tires and they've got to do something with them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the issue with the tires is that they last forever, you know.
Yeah.
They're weather resistant, sun resistant. You basically can't destroy them. So you can imagine now with more people driving and the greater demand for tires, what a huge environmental problem that is.
And that's something that we were talking about, knowing what the conversation was that you and I'd be having. We were talking about this earlier, saying we're happy when we're not happy because tires are expensive, but when we have to get new ones, they take the other four and off they go to somewhere. Then it's mine and everybody else's, and that's one little tire business in the whole of this country, never mind just the world. Just what do they usually do? Where do the tires go to?
Well, you see, they have to be properly, they call it mutilated.
Okay.
And then disposed of.
Oh.
Sorry. But, you know, the problem is, even in the landfills, if this thing is chopped up, it's terribly, terribly bad for the environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why we've got the South African Tire Manufacturers Conference, who are taking the lead in getting the whole tire industry more eco-friendly. I want to emphasize that all these steps that we're going to discuss now that are really exciting does not give us sustainable tires.
Oh.
Because that's a misnomer. There is no such thing as sustainable tires. But we are working towards more sustainable tires. So they are looking at looking after the proper disposal of it and upscaling, repurposing of it, reducing the materials that's used in it, and yeah, just more sustainable sources and reducing the carbon footprint of the process, because that's also very intensive.
For someone like you, Alma,
the Department of, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The Department of Environmental Affairs, Forestry and Fisheries have this waste tire manufacturing plan, and according to that, everybody in the industry must pay a 2 rand 30 per kilogram levy on tires, so that this money is then used to find and create proper treatment, disposal and treatment systems, and to reduce the pollution and so on. So they try to limit the detrimental effects of the tire industry. But, you know, there's so many interesting things that can be done, like the repurposing of tires. And you'll see on that story the picture of those chairs with the tires on the side. And it might not sound that exciting on the radio, but I would really encourage people to go and look at that story because I think they're really beautiful. What do you think?
Yeah, and fascinating to me. I've seen some local artists and furniture manufacturers using tires. They wrap rope around it in that circular fashion, Alma, to cover the rubber of the tire. And then they put a big wooden disc to cover the hole in the top and at the bottom, and they lie it, and then they put a little legs underneath, and you've got a little side table or a coffee table, and they look.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah,
they look fascinating.
We've probably stories about that in the past.
Yes.
I've got a tyre swing in the garden. We all know how useful those tyre swings are. They last forever. They don't care about the rain and anything else. But they're making new products all the time, which is, for me, the creativity is always exciting. They're making ottomans and seesaws and also the bicycle racks. Did you see the picture of the bicycle racks?
It's ingenious because inevitably the metal that they use doesn't quite hold the bike snugly and can often cause a bit of damage. But shove your bike tire down between two tires, I mean, that's going to keep it scratch-free and hold it nice and firmly. It's ingenious.
Absolutely. We all remember those metal tire racks from childhood, and
yes,
the bicycle seems to lean a little bit and it can actually bend the wheel. Anyway, so these are exciting things. The industry is doing a couple of very interesting things, also to reduce the raw materials, because, you know, they're creating virtual, they're using technology to create virtual tire creation,
yeah,
so that they can end up with lighter and more sustainable tires. They can make the process faster, the production process. They can reduce the raw materials, and they can reduce the carbon dioxide. Another company, again, uses more sustainable sourcing. For example, they use now soya bean oil, which makes it more environmentally friendly. And another one is that they use rice husk as silicate instead of the usual sand silicate. So why is that a good idea? What's wrong with sand?
That's a good question. I don't know, Alma. You got to tell us. You're asking me tricky questions here on a Wednesday morning.
Yes. I think we have spoken before about the fact that we're running out of sand. Because of all the building that's happening, there's actually a massive shortage of sand on the planet now. So this is a very rare resource now. People can't just go along and go take sand from wherever they want to be, because the sand plays an important role where it is. So you can know, it's always, if you shift things in nature, there's always some bad consequences going to come. So this is a plan that they've made to get the silica from a more sustainable source. And another company is using solar energy, which we know saves carbon dioxide, saves the water, doesn't pollute the water the way fossil industry does. And, of course, energy saving is done by heat recovery processes, which increases the efficiency of the process, which means, again, less carbon dioxide. So, but for me, the very best news is that there is a new tire on the market, and I'm not mentioning brands here, that is more eco-friendly, energy-saving. It gives you a better petrol consumption and a softer road and better road holding. So you can imagine that would be my go-to tire to go to. So that, for me, is very exciting. So what they say, small steps leads to big change, and that's what we want. I want to say at the end, just for full disclosure, we are needing more than that.
Mm.
We need more than small steps now. We need big steps. And what you and I can do in the meantime is to limit our driving.
Yeah, drive less. That's what I was going to say, Alma. That's got to be a key for us here, not only about the tires, but just in general, fossil fuels, CO2 emissions, and lack of physical movement. Plenty enough reasons for us to make a change in our driving routines.
Yes, and that is now, that is one good side effect of the time that we are in, that people are driving less, and we should plan to never go back to our old ways, because they cause destruction.
Mm.
We are just destroying the planet that way and our own future. So, let's commit to less driving. If one has a target every month and you can just go by your petrol consumption, then you already know how much you're driving. I don't know about you, but I only put in petrol once a month now, which is good, and I want to keep it like that.
Exactly right. I guess another thing that we're going to see here, they're inevitably going to be tires, like we've just discussed. So perhaps some more entrepreneurs stepping up and saying, what are other ways for us to use tires and create products and create jobs in the process, because those tires are going to be there anyway. Great to see some things changing in the industry. That story, local tire manufacturers drive more sustainable practices. It's on The Green Times, this podcast of this conversation, available on kpulpit.co.za. Alma, thanks so much for the good stuff you bring us, for fantastic stories, and for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Have a beautiful week further.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.